Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A new clothing business with a focus on female empowerment is coming to Ottawa. Abigail Wilkes started thinking about opening a business at the beginning of December. She had grown tired of being objectified and mistreated because of her gender at work, on dates, in relationships, at the bar, and even walking down the street. Throughout much of her life, Wilkes has experienced sexual intimidation, harassment, and violence. After leaving an abusive 3-year relationship, only to be confronted with more of the same as a single person, Wilkes had had enough.
After a while, I started to open up about my experiences for being mistreated just for being a woman. I've told men and women about these experiences. Women have a completely different reaction, which is almost always, yeah, a similar thing happened to me, or that happened to my cousin, my sister, my friend, etc. After discussing this with hundreds of women through friends, family, and various social media groups, I realized my experiences were more common than not. I always thought it was out of the ordinary that I was catcalled and followed for the first time at 9 years old, walking home down the street from a birthday party in the suburbs of Kanata. Getting catcalled and sexualized at young is apparently not out of the ordinary. Actually, 2/3, 64% of people in Canada know a woman who has experienced physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, and something has to change.
Through sharing her experience with others, Wilkes learned that she was far from alone. This led her to begin a clothing business called Lorraine and May. The name Lorraine and May is a combination of two names belonging to women in Wilkes's life who inspired and encouraged her.
Lorraine is the name of my late grandmother. She was the strongest, toughest, sassiest, and most stubborn woman ever. But she was just so kind and graceful. For the logo and everything, that's in her handwriting. And then May is the middle name of my niece. So my niece was born about 8 weeks early, and she was put on feeding tubes. We didn't really know what was going to happen with her, but she was a fighter, and she continues to grow into the toughest, sweetest little baby ever. But it basically just comes from not just like the strongest women that I know, but the strongest girl.
Wilkes, who works 2 serving jobs in addition to running a business, is funding the entire venture out of pocket. She designed the company's logo, created all the clothing designs, and taught herself how to build a website with the help of her background in graphic design.
I do work 2 other jobs, so that is kind of all just paying for this, and I did save up a little bit of money, but this is all out of pocket. And another thing that I'm doing with this, I'm actually donating a percentage of my profit to an Ottawa-based women's charity, just because they definitely do their part, and we want to ensure that we're helping them and that my business is really doing everything that we possibly can for female empowerment.
The designs are influenced by empowerment quotes, something Wilkes says have always made her feel strong. Wilkes says her clothing is principally focused on women's empowerment, but she wants to make her brand as inclusive as possible.
It's a women's clothing company designed by women, for women, to empower women. But we also focus on creating equality for all. So it is primarily a women's-based business, but all of our sizes are unisex. We even go from extra small to double XL to fit all different shapes and sizes. Even on the website, it's not just people that identify as women that are modeling the clothes. There's some men, LGBTQ2+, that are modeling the clothes. Like, it's all different, but it's primarily to basically display like women's empowerment.
Wilkes says she is also planning to launch clothing lines in collaboration with designers from BIPOC and LGBTQ2+ communities. Additionally, Wilkes's clothing is made sustainably with 100% recycled cotton, printed on demand to reduce waste from fast fashion. Although she is currently working tirelessly to see Lorraine and May come to life, Wilkes hopes to one day turn the business into her livelihood. Lorraine and May is set to launch at the beginning of next month, according to Wilkes. To find out more, visit lorraineandmay.com. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.